Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Seth, do you think that other GMs are angry with Nick Caserio today that he... I'm surprised this is the first time that this has happened. That for the first time ever, a second-round pick... And it was a high second-round pick, second guy taken in the second round, Jaden Higgins. The Texans fully guaranteed his four-year, $11 million and change contract yesterday.
So then it's the first time in the NFL, not just with the Texans. So yeah. The first time anybody has fully guaranteed a second-round pick. You know what? This is something we need to ask Nick about at some point. Nick, the Texans have been very forthcoming with guaranteed money. And I wonder... We should talk to Texans Cap about it, too. There's a strategy behind it. Like, because there's no reason to do it negotiating-wise or anything. But Nick, as he's done with renegotiating contracts or bringing guys like Danielle Hunter in, I really think they like just having as much guaranteed money up front and making it a short-term deal. But with the rookies, I don't know what the incentive is.
Yeah, this is different because this is all slotted. You know,
well, it's... Remember, the Texans did this with Dameon Pierce. They gave him more money than what the slot
That's what it was. I couldn't remember. People were pointing that out yesterday. No, my son's pointed it out to me. My son James was like, didn't Nick do something before where we were saying like other GMs are going to be angry with him? Thank you, Seth. I couldn't remember what it was. That's right.
I put it right there in the show prep. Right?
I haven't looked down on the show prep yet. Yeah, sorry.
For whatever reason, Nick doesn't shy away from giving out guaranteed money and lots of it is a percentage of the contract. And that's what the players like.
Yeah.
Players are always clamoring for guaranteed contracts. And I get frustrated because you can get a guaranteed contract. You just got to sign a shorter deal.
Yeah.
And the Texans have done that multiple times. So that's as far as maybe how players view the Texans, it's not a bad deal to be known as the team that is, you know, and it's good for the team depending on how you structure it, because you're renting a short-term player as opposed to the old way of trying to sign a six-year deal and the player's going to want to renegotiate after three or four years and then everybody's PO'd at each other. You just say, look, it's guaranteed money. You know, just quit your whining. You got what you wanted.
It's $11 million, which in the real world is a ton of money, obviously. But it's
pocket
it's,
change.
It's a four-year, $11 million contract. You know, so relative to the salary cap, it is pocket change. You know, it's not much. So, and I'm pretty confident, and obviously the Texans are pretty confident, that Jaden Higgins is going to be around here for a while. It was a non-starter for me. I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's the first. I was just surprised. It's the first time it's happened under this version of this. You know, this version of salary structure CBA. Like it's been the salaries structure has been this way since 2011. You know, where there's been a rookie wage scale. So I'm just surprised it's the first time it's ever happened. That's all. You know. So good job.
No. So I mean, Nick's there's some reasoning behind it. Yeah. There's a reason the Texans do this differently than others do. So it's the classic case of either whenever you do something that's atypical, you're either smarter than everybody else or dumber than everybody else.
That's right.
And we'll find, that's why I should that's how I'll frame it to Nick.
Yeah.
I'll say, Nick,
are you smart?
You seem to give out more guaranteed money than anybody else, especially to rookies to guys that don't have the leverage to demand it.
Yeah.
Are you smarter than everybody else or dumber than everybody
else? That's a good way. Put his feet to the fire. Answer the question, Nick. Are you smarter or dumber
than
everybody else? Yeah.
I'll make it like a congressional committee.
Right.
He'll start in and I'm like, it's a yes or no question.
You can't handle the truth.
Hey, attorneys out there, I'm always curious about that. You always see in courtroom dramas the prosecutor saying, answer the question, yes or no, to a very nuanced question. When I envision it, my response as a calm, cool, and collected witness, or what do you call it when you're sitting up there when you're giving your testimony?
you're a witness when you're giving your
testimony. I feel like you got a law degree. You're smart enough to figure out what I was saying there. I had to give you the context first. Yeah. That's how I do it.
That's how you do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not
going to did they not teach you deductive reasoning at Harvard? Apologize.
You're not.
Does the judge step in? I got to think, because there's so many situations where it's not as simple as a yes or no response.
Right.
Yeah. The judge has got to step in, right?
That's what he's there for.
Like,
I would think.
Listen. Prosecutor, let's not play these games.
The judge is there to direct traffic. Yes, I would think so.
I'm just biding my time until I can collect my pension. All right, just shut up, dude.
All right. So the Texans, like literally 45 minutes after we got done with Nick the other day, they re-signed Foley Fadakasi. I felt like, hey man, couldn't you have broken that news on our show? That would have been really cool. But I'm joking. Foley Fadakasi is back. So this is the position. This is like a deluxe version of run it back, Seth, this interior defensive line.
Yeah.
You know, it's Fadakasi. Settle was already under contract. Mario Edwards Jr. is coming back. They're bringing back Sheldon Rankins from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So these are all familiar faces coming back. Are we cool with that strategy at that position? This is who it's going to be. Those four guys. Are we cool with that strategy?
Yeah, I'm 100% fine with it because they just haven't landed on a guy that's a genuine super stud at defensive tackle. Yeah. And defensive line, you rotate guys through. There's some improvements that they can make over last year. But by and large, if you just step back and look at it from 35,000 feet, the Texans had a really good pass rush last year. They were one of the better teams against the run. Some of the big runs were where they really got hurt. And there were specific games where the defensive tackles didn't play as well as they should have versus the run. But the big runs are always a committee affair. It's a combination of D-line. That's the nice thing about being a defensive lineman as opposed to a cornerback.
Yeah.
Usually, look, you're responsible for the first 5 or 10 yards sometimes if you get mollywopped. But for it to be a big run, then you've got a linebacker or a safety or somebody else that also should have filled in.
Yeah.
So, I'm cool with it. And I also know that it's not like they're not trying to at some point either draft or go after a guy who's a genuinely impact player at defensive tackle.
Yeah, I feel like this group, like for a bunch of journeymen, they make some stuff happen. You know, Mario Edwards was kind of disruptive last year. Tim Settle had a really good year last year.
Yeah.
Sheldon Rankins, when he was on the field for the Texans 2 years ago, did some good things. You know,
the great irony now is now you have the people who are upset that the Texans let go of Sheldon Rankins and didn't replace him with anybody are now upset that the only guy you're bringing back is Sheldon Rankins.
They really don't.
There's just not a guy who's a Pro Bowl caliber, can stuff the run, but also rush the passer really effectively. Guy right there, right now. But they do have a guy. They have guys that can push the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And DeMeco tweaked some things with the defense last year that they hemmed up some things with some of the problems in the run defense as the year went along, just by having them play, you know, slightly different techniques. So it's like, yes, there can be an upgrade, but also, the really good defenses don't have 11 all-pro guys out there. You're never gonna have a defense where, other than every now and then, like the Rams when they had four future Pro Bowlers on their future Hall of Famers on their defense. You're not gonna be overly stacked at every position.
No, you're not. That's what I think. Like if they find the guy you're talking about, it's definitely gonna be through the draft. Like they don't have the money to go out and sign a top tier interior defensive lineman. Like they're just can only spend on so many things. Payne and Pendergast with you. So Jonathan Alexander has the things he's watching for at rookie camp here. Does it match up with mine? Jaden Hagen's hands and explosiveness. Yes. I'm looking to watch that. Well, Jalen
too. Jaden Higgins had one of the lowest drop rates of, depending on which list you're looking at, basically the drafted wide receivers or the top tier guys, he had the lowest drop rate. So for a big guy with really good hands, that's where I get excited about it, because it just feels like he's got a very high floor.
Yeah.
That if he, unless for some reason he falls apart because of injuries or anything, I think he's going to be a viable NFL wide receiver, especially when he's playing opposite of Nico Collins.
Well, Jalen Knoll returned punts. I was all about that. Then I heard all these reports of 5 muffed punts or something last year. And I'm like, hey, wait a second. Wait, I thought I was supposed to be excited about this. He muffed 5 punts last year. What are we doing here right now?
You know, one thing I've learned as I've tried to investigate these muffed punts is that the Iowa State film is not all over the place out there. There's there's not just a boatload of Iowa State film.
You can't just Google
around
it.
YouTube
special
and what
team
have you.
Iowa State special teams film.
If you lump now, and I know one of the knocks on him in his scouting report was that at times. Seemed like he didn't have. I hate it when they say loss of focus or loss of concentration, because that almost sounds like a personality trait versus just, I think, the just absolutely being dialed in and hoovering up everything. He had a really good drop rate in his final season.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He improved every year along the way. His drop rate for his career wasn't that great, but he improved it every single year from 2022 through 2024. And I wonder with the punts if there was a similar trend with
dynamic.
That
He just got a little more fundamentally sound in securing the football. I'm kind of
so you're gonna have to go out and watch just even on the jugs and everything. That's all you're gonna watch today is special teams drills.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know. Do they have enough guys out there to even do some of this stuff?
Some of the drill. No, I mean, you do the drills. Like, you do a lot of individual drills. Yeah. The jugs machine if they're doing special. Plus, the media is only allowed in today, not Saturday
not
or Sunday.
Yeah.
So, or not tomorrow. Yeah. So, maybe some of the special team stuff will be tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll have eyes on it for you out there at Sports Radio 610. Keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long. Oh, the guy who owns the sauna place my wife goes to is a longtime listener. He just texted.
Is he now?
Yeah, he said, and he just invited you, Seth. He said that morning show infrared saunas are great for you and actually helps you with Houston heat. Does your wife, Sean, go to Beam Light Sauna? She does, right there off of Kirby. Thanks for the support. Thanks for supporting my business. I'm Kenneth, the owner, longtime listener. You should come try it out, Seth. Okay, now this is a little. The phrasing of this, I'm a little curious. You should come out and try it, Seth. We have a social sauna. It's a sauna for two. So, and Amy has told me about this before. She's like, you know, I can bring you as a guest for the social sauna. Is he inviting you and I to go do a social sauna together? Because I don't want to do that. I love you
to
death.
Hey, we're both in our 50s now. Is that the age when we start doing everything buck naked around anything?
not if it's just the two of us.
Am I old enough to be the buck naked guy at the gym or sauna?
I'll go buck naked in a sauna with you if there's several other people there. But there's something about you and I being just solo two people in a sauna naked.
What's the square footage of this sauna?
How big is it?
No, infrared sauna does have a lot of, like, there's documented health benefits. I was joking earlier about how that, you know, the people who sell you infrared sauna will tell you, it lowers your blood pressure. Yeah. It's all kinds of health benefits. It's supposed to be a really good thing.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
No, but you can keep your social sauna, buddy. My social contact with Sean for 4 hours a day, and then I don't want to talk to anybody.
Fully clothed. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to remember, I'm married too.
Right.
So there's another person I have to talk to for an allotted number of minutes per day.
Maybe he was inviting Brandy to do the social sauna with you.
No, she'd love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She can go with whoever she wants. I'm also, now that I'm in my 50s, I don't care. Oh, is it her good looking trainer from the gym? Go for it. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah, cool.
It's funny because it's
true. Is he going to talk to you? Will he talk to you? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
That is so true.
Hey, Seth, I saw your wife talking to some guy at the grocery store. Good for her.
Yeah. Hey, she gets to talk to somebody, right?
Just have to deal with my grumpy ass all right. day.
Choppa from Alvin says, I have an infrared light in my personal sauna at home. Well, look at you, Choppa. The wife always asks if I've hatched yet or not. That's pretty funny. Your wife is funny, Choppa. Oh, that's great.
We might get some chickens. We're thinking about getting chickens for our eggs. Not because of a price thing, because it does. I've done the math on it. It doesn't really work out. It still works out as pretty pricey when you unless you got a. I'm not going to do a volume operation, yeah. Sean.
Would you build the whole coop and everything yourself, or would you outsource that?
One of our listeners offered to build me a coop.
Okay.
But I don't think he's offering it for free. So, Alva, we'll see. I'll give him hot sports.
Okay, so
I'll give him a free membership to my YouTube. The 99 cents a month.
The pecking order of how he's going to get this coop made. Number one, see if he can swindle a listener into doing it for free in exchange for hot takes. Number two, outsource it to a reasonably priced local establishment. Number three, begrudgingly build it himself.
I would enjoy doing it as long as
you would actually.
Chicken coop's a small enough project that, and you, there's only so many ways you can mess it up. Yeah, I might have to build a chicken coop.
Do it. Do
you know what I'm doing this weekend?
And document it. There's got to be an endorsement you can get out of building a chicken coop somehow. You know, the tools, some hardware, whatever.
Well, I can dupe my father-in-law into, you know, he's got a mill and everything. Like, he's, he sells a lot of, well, not right this moment, but he sells timber and mills it himself.
That's the measure of a real man right there. How do you measure a real man?
Fred's,
he's got a
Fred's,
mill.
No, Fred's as manly as it gets. He could. Plus, he's not afraid to. He's a very good marksman as well, and he's not afraid to threaten people every now and then with actually shooting them. So, like, he's like, and yeah, like, he's been doing that way before it was popularized by social media.
Right.
He's
been doing it since the 50s.
Yeah,
that's great.
He's he lives in a small enough town where people are they take him seriously.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Small enough town to take him seriously, and small enough town to where, like, he could hide whatever the whatever the outcome
is.
Went
to high school with the sheriff. Yeah,
that's great. All right, we'll do some headlines next. Astros enter what will thus far be the most difficult portion of the season. We'll circle back to a little bit of Texans news. NBA playoffs last night was popping. We'll get to that. And a former Texan gets cut. Do we want this guy back? We will discuss that in headlines coming up next.